Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hey, you sexy bees. You guys know what time it is. It's time for real talk. I'm your host, Ms. V, out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, man. It's awesome. Life is beautiful. How about you?
Well, anybody who knows me knows that I'm, like, probably jumping out my skin right now. Because the Lions, well, the city of Detroit, but we still say the Lions will be hosting the 2023 draft. Or 2024.
Nice.
2020. Whichever. It's going to be a damn draft here. So, I think, maybe it's 2020. You know what? I got to look. That's kind of crazy. I thought it, okay, either way, we're going to be getting the draft real soon.
I know, so you're going to be there in person, too.
Hell yeah. So with that, you know, I am. And then for anybody who says, oh, be happy that we got Hard Knocks, it's not like we had a fucking choice. Hard Knocks is not a choice, just so you'll understand. Hard Knocks is the 2024 draft. Hard Knocks is a, you got a shitty record, you ain't been on there, bitch, you going. That's how Hard Knocks is. But because we are in a rebuild, I think this will be an entertaining Hard Knocks. So what's going to be interesting is because Hard Knocks is going to follow them, you know, throughout the season. It's not just training camp. They follow them all the way through training camp through the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's going to be interesting because anybody who knows that I do go to at least one training camp I do go at least to one of the training camp practices that's open to the public. So I want to see how they do that because I have not been following Hard Knocks. I've watched it like 1 year and I was like, this shit is boring. But anytime it's not your team, it's going to be boring. Let's just keep it real. You know, especially if you don't give a shit. You know, so I'm going to see if they're going to check out the fans or I'm thinking that we may be, you know, because of me being a member of Women of the Pride, they may give the Women of the Pride their own section. Like this past season, we actually had a day that was for Women of the Pride along with the public, but we had our own little area. So, and we had more interaction with the players than anybody else because naturally we right there. So we had our own little area and shit. So maybe Hard Knocks, you know, they might not talk to us, but they may say, hey, and look, there's a training camp and you got the female fan club here. You know, just to show that, because anybody who doesn't understand, Hard Knocks is primarily about the team, but they also look at the fans and the family. And I don't know if the Colts has like a fan club like we have. I'm not going to lie. I don't follow the Colts. I could give a shit less about the Colts. This was this past season.
Yep.
You know, this past Hard Knocks. So they may or may not. I know that they're going to catch different aspects. So we never know what they're going to catch. So I will be on my best and cutest behavior. Just so everybody you know, I'll be on my best and cutest behavior.
Well, hey, you know, something else there is, Baker Mayfield, he's free.
Well, you know, when the Browns were on the Hard Knocks, that's when they came back. Hard Knocks, to me, is like that jumpstart to you coming to do something decent. Now, we are talking to Detroit Lions, you know, a team that it's more questionable than any other team, but it's still my team.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm not, it's still my team. I still love them. And right now I'm on pins and needles because I put in to go to this year's draft. They're only going to choose 10 fans to go. So I'm hoping that I'm chosen to go to the draft in Vegas. I'll find out in another couple of weeks if I'm going.
Hell yeah.
So, I mean, but you got to think about, I'm competing probably against 10, 20,000 people.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm one fan out of 10 or 20,000. You know, I'm hoping because of my profile that you guys don't know about with the Lions that and Detroit Lions,
right,
if you're listening, because I know that you, wait a minute, Detroit Lions, I know y'all got my social media. Yes, I always talk about y'all on this show along with other shit. And I know that this might not be what y'all want always, because I will interact sex into this shit, but that's just me. But, no, I'm just saying because they do have my social media. That was one of the things they had my social media.
Yep.
And how some people, you know how some people go and scrub their social media when they, I decided that I was not going to scrub my social media. But one, what's out there is out there. And I stand behind what I've said and what I've done on my social media. And if I don't get chosen because of my social media, I'm okay with that because I'm not going to sit here and apologize for anything that's out there. I don't think I have anything too derogatory out there. I can say, you know, I'm not that person who – I will say this. Anybody who looks at my social media, you can – I normally, I don't call out racist. I don't, I'm not anti-Semitic, so I want that to be known. And I know that's not on my social media. Now, do I say some things that are probably not favorable? Yeah. But who doesn't? I don't think anybody, you know, unless you're Jesus Christ and the Virgin Mary, I don't think your social media will have anything that's not controversial on it. I'm just going to be honest. You know?
Yeah, and that's true.
Do I put my feelings out there? Yes, I have shit on my social media that says, like, hey, you're out of my life, kiss my ass and shit like that, and my feelings. My feelings are on my social media. I'm not going to lie. My love for the Lions is on my social media. When I'm pissed at the Lions, it's on my social media. So am I going to sit here and try to scrub the bad shit and leave the good shit up? No, because that's all me.
No.
Like I said, I do stand behind it. And unlike some people who will sit there, you know, I don't sit here and I don't get behind, you know, I'm not, I don't retweet, as they say, controversial stuff. I'm not a, anybody who knows me, I'm not really a big retweeter. I normally, if I retweet something, it's normally from the Detroit Lions. Or I'll post something like I did, and I did this on my personal page, not on my Ms. V page. I talked about the angry black woman. And I stand behind that because I don't like that label. You know, as a black woman, I should be able to get upset, speak my mind, and be assertive without being labeled unapproachable and angry. And it's a label that people put on black women, and I'll make it more clear. America, non-black people have put the label on assertive black women as antisocial or angry. If I have to deal with you in a situation and I tell you I don't like some shit, why I got to be angry? But an Asian woman can do the same thing I do. She's not an angry Asian woman. White woman can do the same thing. She's not an angry white woman. But if I do it, I'm angry or I'm unapproachable. And those are labels that have to come off a black woman. Because if I am going to continue to be labeled that, you're pinholing me into something that I'm not. Just because I may not agree with you and I say, well, I don't like, does not mean I'm angry. It means I don't like what the fuck you said. That does not make me angry.
Agreed.
And if you feel that you cannot approach me because I will tell you what I think, that does not mean I'm unapproachable. It means you have a fucking problem because you don't want to approach me because you're afraid of what I'm going to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you label a person unapproachable, that means that they're volatile, that you don't know what they're going to do. When you label a person unapproachable, that means that they are it's a very, it's not a nice thing to say, because when you, normally when a person is unapproachable, that's only a person that's volatile who may explode and become violent. Black women are not violent.
Yep.
Okay? But that's what unapproachable really means in society. You don't want to approach that person because you don't know what they're going to do or say. You don't know if they're going to swing on you or if they're going to do something. Okay, I should be able to have my opinion. Now, I'm going to make a 30-second comment on last Sunday, and I'm going to say this. I'm tired. I don't even want to discuss it. I'm not Saturday Night Live. We're not going to discuss that situation. As you say, as you have heard, I have not mentioned names or anything because Monday it was news. Tuesday it was news. It's fucking a week later. It is no longer news. I'm tired of it.
No.
And I'm not even going to discuss it because I have my own opinion about it. I've had this discussion with some of my friends. I'm not going to have that discussion on this show, and I know how much people would really love to have the discussion about it. Guess what? Discussion over. There's a fucking war in Ukraine going on right now. Let's talk about that shit. People are still dying.
Yeah.
The gas prices are still fucking up. A million barrels of whatever oil is being released a day, you know, to help lower the prices. Let's discuss that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to discuss
a million.
Those people that happened last Sunday don't affect my life whatsoever. So why the fuck should I care?
Exactly. Exactly. A million barrels that are released daily here in America is like a 50% of a penny. So it's nothing major.
It's nothing major,
I mean,
but something is better than nothing. We go through 97 million barrels a day. So this really is nothing. But when you're talking about the potential price drop being 30 or 40 cents, you know what? For a person who cannot afford a fucking gallon of gas, that 30 or 40 cents is a lot. And that's the way I look at it. No, it may not, you know, in the big scheme of things, it's very insignificant. But in the average consumer, and I'm not even going to say average consumer, for a, you know, for anyone who is struggling to pay any of their bills and they have to have a car. Here in Detroit, where I live at, we don't have mass transportation that's reliable. Our mass transportation sucks. So 99% of the people depend on a car to get everywhere they have to go. If you have, like, if I had to catch the bus anywhere, it would take me 4 to 5 hours. It might take me an hour and a half to get 10 miles. That's how unreliable our buses are. And with that, those people who rely on a car and that little bit, how insignificant it may be, those are the people who really need it. Everybody doesn't have the luxury of being able to say they're not going to leave their house. Like, I actually have the luxury of only leaving my home 2 or 3 days out of the week. And I literally, when I leave my home, I plan it. Like, yesterday I left my home, but guess what? I didn't drive my car all yesterday. And I do want to talk about yesterday because this is something that I really want to talk about for people in the country because it's something that I did here. But having the luxury of not having to drive my car, I mean, I drive my car on average now 2 or 3 days out of 7 days.
Oh, damn.
I'm one of the lucky people. Like, tomorrow, my car is not going to move. And right now, I don't know if it's going to move on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But that's a luxury that I have to be able to say, hey, I'm not going to leave my home. My car is going to sit. I don't have to drive. Everybody doesn't have that luxury. So price drop is going to be very significant for a lot of people who don't have the luxury of being able to say, hey, I can sit at home for these days.
Right.
But speaking about what I did yesterday, now, I want everybody to listen up because remember back in the early 2000s when we thought we were the shit when we got them new TVs and they called them flat screens but they still had the big CRT tubes in them? Were you aware that it is illegal to put those TVs on the curb in any state. You cannot just throw them in a dumpster. The Salvation Army will not take them or anything. Yesterday, where I live at, because I've been trying to get rid of a TV I've had in my basement, it died right after I bought this house, and that damn thing must weigh about 50 pounds. We looked at it. It's a 32-inch TV. That bitch weighs, that damn 32-inch TV weighs more than my fucking 55-inch TV that I have in my family room now. I had to use a dolly to get the bitch up the stairs. Literally, I had to get a dolly with the straps on it. Not just a dolly. You had to get, you know, with the straps and everything. But the county that I live in had a recycle day. And I live in Wayne County. This is not anything that was hidden. I thought it was hidden because I didn't hear about it, but I found it on the website because I've been trying to get rid of this TV and some things. The recycling went from, when I say they did recycling, they did TVs, computers, your paint, gas, oil, medication, nail polish. They did everything. They did a recycling, and this was free to county residents. Because, people, I want you to know, if you go and put your TV out of, I can't speak for any place but here in Michigan. Here in Michigan, if you put a TV like that out on the curb, I'm talking about one of the big old ones, it will never go anywhere. And if you live in a city like I live in, they're going to come give you a fucking ticket because it's not moving. Nobody's going to pick it up. The scrappers are not going to come get it. They don't want it. So you have to wait on events like that. So
now, that
but
is
if
a
you try to take
cut.
It, there are some places that will take the TV, but they'll charge you to take it. And then you still got to take it to them. So
Now
I'm like, if the damn bitch is not working, they call them CRTs. And
tubes.
I'm going to tell you, if the damn TV ain't working, why am I going to pay you $30, $40, or $50 to take my damn TV? So I had to wait on the free event. Yesterday was the free event. The next one is going to be in July, and it's going to be in a different city. But the event went from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We got in line at noon. We did not get out of there until 1:30, and they said that the line was still 2 miles long when we got to the front of it. And when I said, we was like, damn, this time the line went off. When we got at the end of the line was already like 2 or 3 miles long. And it was moving at a decent little pace, but a line that we got in, and it took us an hour and a half to get to the front of it. Okay? But the one good thing is that the TV is gone. I don't have to worry about it. Actually, I was able to get rid of 3 TVs. So that was a beautiful thing.
Yep.
And thank God I own a dolly. But I can tell people, everyone, dispose of your stuff right. I mean, just don't go dump it. I mean, I know it's a pain to have shit sitting around, and it's just there forever and ever, and you'd be like, this shit is getting on my nerves. But you know what? When you get rid of it, I can't speak for anyone but myself, but it felt so good to get rid of it the right way. Because let me tell you something. I'm that person who has that fear that I just saw my neighbor come home and they're starting to burn. I am that person who will probably be caught on camera.
Oh, they going at it now.
She just got home from work. Yeah, she came in with her house. You would think that she was taunting them. They have nothing else to do but to terrorize me. Wait a minute. Y'all gonna hear what I do to my dog.
Yep.
I actually have a megaphone. I own a megaphone. I know people say, really, I own a megaphone? I actually got this at Bed Bath & Beyond about 4 years ago during Christmas. You'd be amazed at the shit that Bed Bath & Beyond sells through the holidays. I bought a megaphone and bought it. It has really, it has really come in handy. I'm sorry,
what did
you say?
Hi, Mama. Well, my mama cat just showed up after I have not seen her for a whole fucking month.
Hi, Mama.
Where's she been?
She's feral. So fuck if
she's
I know.
Hanging, huh?
Oh, yeah. I still got two of her babies that are still around, so that's a good thing. But, yeah, seeing Mama, yeah, that's a good thing. Now, Mama, go teach them motherfuckers to catch fucking mice.
So that's what I was saying is I'm that person who, if I went to go dump something illegal, I would probably be the one caught on video. I'm serious. You know how you say, well, I'll just dump this in this dumpster here at this store or whatever. I'm
right.
The one who would get caught on camera. And it'll be all over the damn news. I'm serious. So I like when I do it the right way because then I don't have to worry about being caught on camera. And I'm saying, this is the person who did this. You know what I'm saying? And people, just do it the right way. I mean, it's not worth it to have your mug shot out there because you was trying to get rid of something. I mean, yeah, it's a pain to have some of this shit. I ain't going to lie. It's a pain to have some of this shit sitting around. But...
Oh, I know.
Now, I no longer have the excuse to finish my basement. Does that mean that I'm going to go finish it this year? No. It means that once I get the motivation, at least now I can move stuff around because I have two walls that I need to frame out. My girlfriend told me, she was like, don't you want to hire some people? Do you think you should frame that out? I was like, I think I could follow them YouTube on how to frame up my concrete walls. You know, because I'm sorry, YouTube will teach you some shit. And I'm not just going to take the drywall and try to put it up on the concrete wall. I'm going to do the wood frame around it. I've been watching enough home improvement shows to know that being that it's my basement that I've even come to the conclusion. I was like, I thought drywall was drywall, but I've been watching these shows. And I'm like, for bathrooms and stuff, you should use it's mold-resistant drywall. And it costs a little bit more, but it's worth putting down there. So I'm like, okay, so I'm looking at this drywall and stuff. Oh, I'm looking at this. I mean, it might take me 3 years to do the damn thing. But I figure once I frame out the walls, now I will hire somebody to do the ceiling because I'm not good with, the wires and stuff. But I think I could frame out my walls and at least get that drywall up. And then I could work on my floors because and then I might just throw rugs on my floors. I haven't decided because it is my basement, a basement is a basement, but I might do some if you're going to be cheap and use pillow stick towel, your basement is where you want to do it at. Don't do that shit in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't do that shit in your bathroom. Yeah. Don't do that shit anywhere on your main floor because that shit is tacky and it's trifling. But if you're going to use pillow stick, the basement on that concrete is the place to do it because if that gets destroyed, you're not going to be as hurt. And you can scrape that up easier. It's on concrete.
Yeah.
When you gotta go, because as a person who had to take my shit down to the subfloor, there's about four fucking layers in my damn house on my subfloor in my kitchen. I was mad as hell. I'm so glad. Now I have nothing on top of my subfloor but my new floor. Oh, believe me.
Yes.
I took both my floors and my living room I didn't do because I have hardwood through the rest of my house. But my kitchen and my family room, I took them down to the subfloors because they had all kind of fucking, I swear, I don't even know what the fuck they had on them. So many goddamn layers. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? And then it was ugly shit. So I'm going to redo my floors again because I did it myself. I mean, I did my kitchen and my family room for like $600. Not bad for somebody who didn't know what they was doing, but I'm going to have some professionals come in and do it. And I'm going to redo it again because I'm remodeling my kitchen. But I'm going to actually hire somebody to come in. It's going to probably cost me about $25,000, but I'm going to have my kitchen remodeled again the right way. But that's because I don't plan on going nowhere. But I was just trying to move in. So I figured $600 I did it myself, that's not bad. And I've had people come in I have had people look at my floors. They're like, damn, you did this yourself. Yeah, I had the bruise on my ass for a month. I think I talked about it on the show about how bad that bruise was on my ass. Because I was on the floor for 8 straight hours laying in the fucking floors. And I was wondering why my ass was hurting. And then my daughter had saw my ass. She's like, Mom, look at that. How you get that bruise on your ass? I had been on the floor for 8 hours putting my damn flooring down.
Now, what kind of floor did you put down on the kitchen?
I did, it looks like it's wood, but it's the vinyl wood flooring. It's the click and stick. I mean, the click together flooring. Oh, it's really nice. It's not bad. It's just that
okay,
I'm not
so
a professional.
It's still the slats. It's still the slats.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But it's on top of my, I mean, like I said, it's not a bad floor, but it wasn't done properly. I did it.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to sit here and say I did it right, but I did it so I can move in, and guess what? It's time for it to come up. It's been down for 6 years. I mean, I've done some wear and tear and some, since I didn't lay it properly. And naturally, when you spend 8 hours and that's all you're doing is a floor by yourself, shit will become tedious, and you will start fucking up. And I got, you can see where
yeah.
I started fucking up on it. But you know what? Like I said, it cost me like $600. I did two rooms. The one room, actually, both of them are going to be redone. But all, it looks like throughout my entire house I have wood flooring, except in my bathroom. And
yeah.
that's what I wanted. Now, I'm going to redo my bathroom, but that's going to be later on. Because that bitch got to be gutted. I'm going to have to move to the other floor while they're doing it. Because I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
I want them to take that all the way down. I want my entire bathroom redid. And I'm going to talk to see if they can move the plumbing, because my plumbing, it sucks with my kitchen. So for anybody who knows about plumbing, and when you're talking about dealing with a bathroom, you have to have access to your bathroom, to the tub in your bathroom. And
oh, yes.
The access to my tub is in my kitchen. I cannot get
wow.
my cabinets flush to the wall because of where the access to my bathroom tub is. So I'm going to find out if it can, and I know it would be costly. That's why I said that's going to cost me about $50,000 because I'm
wow.
talking about moving plumbing around. Or
holy
when I redo
shit.
My kitchen. I mean, the access could probably stay out of my kitchen if I redo my kitchen, but either way, that access, if I can't move the access, then I'm going to have to figure out some way. Because right now, even if you need to access my bathroom, you have, if you need to access that plumbing, right now I've made it convenient because I have my microwave stand there. But you still, you have to pull
yeah.
out the wood that we put there, you know, the blocker, so that, you know, you don't see that that's the end of the cabinet. And it's just one of those things where I want to have access, and it is what it is. It's one of those where
yeah.
we'll figure it out. And this is the first house that I've never had access through a bedroom or through my hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Because every house I've
That's
ever lived
unusual.
At, the bathroom access is normally through one of the closets in the bedroom. You know,
uh-huh.
to get those pipes. This will be the first time I've ever lived in a house where the access is through the kitchen.
Damn.
So, yeah. Yeah, that shit pissed
that
me off.
That is very unusual.
But let me bring on Randy.
Oh.
Randy, before I bring you on, we are not talking about last week. Let me make that clear. I don't even want to hear about it.
No.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Just relaxing, enjoying my weekend. Or you want to talk Monday or Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday. Just relaxing. I was at work today. Some girl that I've known since junior high school has been calling me up all calling me, trying to reach me. She wanted to know where I was. She wanted to know where I was. I said, I'm not dead yet. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. She called me last night while I was sleeping. I said, I'm not gonna
wake up. How'd she get your number?
I'm sorry?
How did she get your number?
Well, I guess she had to look in the phone book or something. A phone book, or they have yellow pages online. Guess where she got it from.
So you're listed. You're listed
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I'm not listed.
I mean, they don't make yellow pages no more. They don't make white pages no more. You gotta go online to do that stuff.
I was just curious because I know it's not really easy to get someone's phone number, and especially with the cell phone numbers. I mean,
yeah,
it's just not that easy. That's why I was asking.
Now, Houseline. Yeah, Houseline. Mine's out there, but my cell phone, no, it ain't out there.
We know each other since junior high school, no doubt. We're talking 45 years. Of course she's married and have kids.
Well, you know, sometimes people just want to reach out. I mean, you could be on someone's mind. I mean, I have, as you mature, sometimes it's just, hey, I wonder what this person's up to. I wonder how they're doing, because, like, I thought about it. I mean, have I followed through? I'm too damn busy to follow through. Every now and then I might go on. Normally I go on Facebook if I'm really looking for somebody, and that's the extent of it. And I figure if I can't find them on Facebook, I'm like, I'm good, because it's not that serious to me. And then I've also gone so far as to block people because I really don't want to be bothered. I feel like this is just because I was in first grade with you. I'm going to tell you, the only person I remember from first grade is my teacher. Now, I don't know if she's alive or dead. She was very young. I mean, she was really young when I was in first grade. I want to say she was in her 20s. So it's a possibility that she's still alive. You know what I'm saying? But I can't tell you anybody I was in first grade with. I'm going to be honest. I cannot tell you anyone I was in first grade with. I can't tell you anybody I was in second grade. I can tell you people I was in fourth grade with. But those people, I'm in communication with like four of those people. And when I say one person goes to church with me, and we were really good friends, and when we go to church, we see each other. So that's one person. Another person is, the other two people are my children's godparents. So, yeah, and then, like, in fifth grade, I am in communication with one person. I mean, but I'm very big on if I'm not about looking up people. I'm just going to be honest. I might think about people, but I can't remember a lot of people. But then I also was antisocial. And real friends, I've come to find out as you grow up, unless you guys go on the same path, you normally grow apart from people. And, like, the majority of the people that I grew up with, I would never deal with them as adults. And I'm very honest. Even the people that I graduated with, and some of them I see on a regular basis because we are part of the different circles. But do we reach out and say, hey, I mean, we've done the normal. We see each other at a class reunion. Yeah, let me hook up with you. We'll see each other. You know, that bullshit. Take down the numbers that you never ain't going to use again. And that's it. I'm serious.
Yeah.
See, I can't even remember people I started in first grade. Only like you, Miss B. The only person I remember in first grade is my teacher. She was a Catholic school nun, so she's old. So she's, as far as I'm concerned, she's dead. I mean, come on, she was 100 then. She was 100 then. Well, as far as I'm concerned, she's dead. Matter of fact, most of my teachers are dead.
See, most of my teachers, as a matter of fact, I'm still in touch. Now, I will say, like, my school administrators, and I mean, I'm honest. Like, my school counselor, I'm actually friends with him on Facebook, and, you know, there's a group of us that follow each other. We might not have a whole lot of communication, but when something happens, we do reach out because that was the type of group that we were. I also grew up in a time where when you went to high school with people, unless you flat out hated everybody, you have people. Now, like I said, we go to the class reunions, but, like, we have, like, I got a text message. One of the guys, he's a real estate agent, and he sent out a text message to everybody saying, hey, I'm not trying to bother you. You know, if you're interested in buying or selling, you know, now that we're coming up out of COVID, you know, reach out to me. As a matter of fact, pretty much everybody I know that's a damn real estate agent and send out these text messages. I'm like, and I know that they're not singling me out, so I don't take it personal. I know it's just business for them.
Yep.
So I have not taken that personal because I understand. I mean, hey, you got to make your money. And you never know when somebody is trying to sell a house or when they're looking for a house, and there ain't nobody looking for one. So it's always good to do that. But from elementary school, there's nobody I'm reaching out to. Now, I will tell you, the only people that really do look out for me, and people can say that it's funny, but I will tell you, I don't know what it is about me, but a great number of my exes have, I mean, when I say my exes, it's not like I went out with a lot of dudes. But as an adult, I dated more once I got divorced. And a couple of guys I dated when I got my divorce were guys that I knew in high school. Now, those people, even though they're married with children, they have a tendency to reach out to me. Because they will contact me and say, what's she up to? You know, and I'd be like, and naturally, a lot of reason why those guys reach out to me because they find out that I'm selling toys. And, you know, naturally, okay, bitch pussy is out there. I mean, my pussy is not hidden from the world to see, okay? So, you know, there are some pictures out there of me. So, naturally, it's like, you can do this. Yeah, I ain't got no shame in what I do. You know, I'm a grown-ass woman. But I've had, you know, some of my exes reach out to me. I've only, and I'm going to be honest, I only have three exes that I really don't want shit to do with, and I'm going to be honest. That's my ex-husband, my ex later on in life, and my most recent person that I was with. And aside from that, all my other exes, I mean, we broke up for really good reasons, in my opinion. You know, so when you break up with somebody and you're still friends with that person, it's a big difference. You know, and one of my exes, I mean, he reached out and he was like, you know, if we would have stayed together, I said, yeah, if we would have stayed together, I was like, I'd be mad as hell at you. Because I had children. A lot of my exes didn't have children. So that would have put me in a position where I would have had to have more children. And I'm very, don't get me wrong, I love my baby. And I would probably love other children if I had them. But I'm good. You know, I don't think I can handle saying that I got a 17-year-old and a fucking 30-year-old. I'm just being honest. You know, that's how I look at shit. I'm like.
Correct. Same here.
Having that big gap in the age, I just don't. You know, I look at it where they didn't have children, and, like, now they have children. So because they have children, I look at the age of their children compared to my children. That meant if I would have had children with these people, it's like, I'm good, and I'm a firm believer. And I dated guys, and I told them. This is when I was still childbearing. I ain't trying to, you know, I'm 50-plus years old. I ain't trying to push out no babies now. But when I was still able, when I was still of where I could do it and it would not be a big issue. I used to tell guys, hey, if you want kids, don't get serious with me because I don't want no more children. And I think that when you're upfront with people about that, they have a choice to make. And the majority of the guys that I dated because they wanted more children. We would date for a while, but as soon as they start talking, I'd be like, you know, you want something I'm not willing to give you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the one. You know, and if we're going to stay together, you have to accept it. I'm not giving you no babies. That's just not in my will.
Correct.
And, you know, normally it's the man talk about this. He doesn't want children. Well, when you're a woman who already has children, and I'm a firm believer. I have a girlfriend who, literally, she got married. And she has three children with her husband, but her son is my children's age. Her oldest with her husband, I think, is 12 or 13 now. So that's a big age gap. But, and I told her, I was like, you good. I was like, because he wouldn't be having no fucking kids with me. But that's what, she loves him enough to give him, but she also, I'm not going to say I don't love children. I haven't met nobody I loved enough to give no kids to. I'm serious. There is not a man.
That's the thing.
That, And
yeah,
I mean,
that's the
if
thing.
I would have met someone who I loved that much where I was willing to give them children, I think it would have been different. But there was not a person that I dated after I left my ex-husband that I loved enough to give children. And that's the honest goodness truth. And
correct.
A lot of men are used to hearing women say, oh, I'll give you a baby, I'll give you a baby. I was the one who was like, I ain't giving you no baby. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And for you women, I want y'all to listen because I want to say this. Raising children by yourself is hard.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that says you're going to be with a person forever. But you have to realize if you have children with a person and it doesn't work out, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be stuck with that child. And are you willing to
mm-hmm.
put your life on hold for another child, for an individual that, quote, unquote, you love today but you hate tomorrow? Because I can tell you as a person who I have loved a few people, but I have not loved anybody enough to give them a baby. I'm just being honest. And I know people will sit there and say, why I say that, but you know what? I love children. I love the children I have, but I have not loved a man enough to give him a child outside of my children's father. And
agreed.
And we were married, and it was something that we had planned on, so we thought we were going to be together, but I am a firm believer that, no, you don't have to be married to a person, because I know people who have been together forever and never been married and have children, but I can
mm-hmm.
tell you just my belief was that, listen, I was not giving a man a child just because he said, oh, baby, I ain't going nowhere. Take that bullshit someplace else. And I was going through hell with my children's father with child support and everything. So hell no, I'm going to fall for that shit. Kids are expensive. And then I started telling guys as I got older, I was like, if you want a baby, I will pay child support because I ain't raising that bitch. And that's another way I got guys, because I said, I'll give you a baby. Understand this. Let me sign these papers right now saying I'm paying child support because I ain't going to raise this one. And as soon as I started talking like that, guys, attitudes changed. It's amazing when you start telling guys, listen, let me drop these papers right now. If I have a baby and we don't work out, let me pay child support. When you start telling somebody they're getting ready to become a single parent, you find out how much they really love you and how much they really want a baby.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Because that's the ultimate test. There are some men who do want children. Let me make that clear. There are some men who really do want children or are willing to take care of them. But a lot of men are all talk. And the quote-unquote, let me get up in their pants and, baby, I'm going to be there. You get the one like me. Listen, I have a baby by you. I done raised these bitches. I'm good. Let's drop these papers right now. If I get pregnant by you and we don't work out, you raising this one. I'll pay my child support. I'll take them every other weekend. One, you know, 2 weeks in the summer or whatever. I'll put them on my medical. But, bitch, you going to raise this one. You ain't going to have no flag for me.
Yep.
Because I got shit to do.
And see, my thing on
and
that
I've
would be.
And I had a lot of guys change their mind on me and be like, you wouldn't, I don't love you enough to raise one of your babies.
Yep. And see, I agree. At my age, if I get a woman pregnant now, it's like, okay, guess what? Yep, if it's mine, you get child support and I cover the insurance. Done.
Hmm.
Don't bring that child over to me until she's at least potty trained and 4 years old.
Hmm.
Or he.
Because I'm not going, no. I've raised one. That's enough for me.
Well, in my case, I have no children. I mean, if the day Randy has children is the day Randy has children is the day Randy gets married.
That's good then.
Because I will not bring a child into this world if that broad is if I'm not engaged or married to that broad. I mean, that's just plain simple. Plain and simple. I want to be anyone's baby daddy.
Yeah, well, I'm a one baby daddy. but I was married to her mom. So she decided, nah, well, I don't want to be with you. So I'm still good. And I talk to my daughter.
See, the difference is you got married.
3 to 5 times a week.
You got married and have a child.
Oh, yeah.
Got married. That's different. I'm talking about those guys who bring babies into the world and not married. That's something.
I understand, and I agree. It is.
Yeah,
different.
But there
are
some guys who don't want to be married, but do. Okay, since we're talking about this, Nick Cannon does not care about being married to his children's mother. Let's put that out there. Nick Cannon has said that he wants children, and he does take care of his children, and he's a father to his children. He's not just, you know, paying child support. He has a relationship with his children. He's even been told he needs to stop having kids. You know, and he's like,
What's he got now?
You know, it's
8 or 9?
Yeah, 8 kids.
Yeah, he's up there.
Yeah.
But then look at Eddie Murphy. Look at Alec Baldwin. There's a lot of these guys out here who have children. You know,
and he's got money.
But there are guys who are not public figures that are the same way who, you know, there are some guys who do not want to be married. There are some women who don't want to be married but want a child. And I tell everybody, you know what? I got mine. I did not plan on being a single parent. That was not my intent. I thought that I was going to be with my children's father forever. He just became an asshole.
Yep.
So, you know.
Same
but
here.
Then I also made a choice
Same here.
That I would never get. I would never, and I was very adamant that even when my children were small, that I would not date a guy who, quote unquote, let me get you pregnant. No, that ain't going to keep me around. I'm not one of those women. I've got girlfriends that I grew up with, and I should say friends because we really don't talk to each other now. But I know girls, that's the best way to put it, that when I was growing up, they thought, and still to this very day, you know, think that if they have a baby, that keeps the guy. And, you know,
no,
they have 4 or 5 children by different men, and you know, it was, I give him a baby. You know, he going to stay. He going to. And then you get the person like me who like, listen, I will tell everybody, I have been more faithful to my damn birth control than I am to anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody, if you want to find out what I'm faithful to, Depo-Provera, the birth control pill, and the IUD. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm faithful to, okay? And if you don't know who those people are, go look them up because that's who I'm faithful to. And I tell everybody, I have more faithfulness to them than anything else because I always tell people, if I were to turn up pregnant, you're going to be talking to Jesus because I'm very faithful to my birth control. And I've had people say, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Nah, baby. So when women tell me, it slipped up or whatever, you know what? I have a hard time believing that for one reason. Because I know how faithful I am to my birth control. I have 2 children. And I know what not taking birth control produces because I got 2 children, okay? Actually, after my daughter, I got back on birth control and almost got pregnant again because that damn diaphragm, no lie, actually had a hole in it. You could poke holes in the diaphragm. Mine was because of the gel and stuff that you was putting in it. So I found out that birth control was not good. I had to get something a little bit more permanent. So I'm telling everybody, I had to find something that worked out in that damn diaphragm. I don't even know why they're giving them shit to people because them motherfuckers don't always work. That is the raw birth control, I can tell you. I don't care how faithful you are to that damn bitch don't always work. The pill and the IUD work better than the damn diaphragm. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, well, one of my coworkers at my job, he has 8 children. One of my coworkers at my job, 8 children. If you can believe that.
One more, he had a baseball team.
I mean, 8 children. I mean, that's too much. One person is too much. I mean, I don't even have kids.
But you know what? It's also a religion thing for people, because I always tell people I'm very big on people's religion. And when I say I'm big on it, if I were practicing a religion that really promoted procreation,
yeah, be fruitful,
I probably would have more children. But I was fruitful and multiplied. I made a boy and a girl. That's enough. God said be fruitful and multiply. I was fruitful and I multiplied. I produced a son. I produced a daughter. Now what else we got to talk about? Because that was my, the extent of it, I just can't, but I know that, like, in my father's family, they're Roman Catholic. I am not Roman Catholic. Let me put that out there. But my aunt is a practicing Catholic. My aunt has five children. My aunt, her oldest, my aunt's oldest is 3 years older than me. My aunt's youngest is a year older than my son. So, but that's being fruitful and multiplying, okay? But she is Roman Catholic. I mean, when I say Roman Catholic, now Catholics might not believe in divorce, but she has gotten permission a number of times from the church to get remarried because she has been divorced and remarried, and she's been married to all of her children. My aunt is the epitome of, yes, she was married to all her children's fathers.
Yeah.
But she's a practicing Catholic. So she's the epitome where, and she do love all her kids.
Hmm.
You know, my damn, I tell everybody, my one cousin jokes, because he's like, you saying you could be my mom? I was like, listen, Heffa, I'm not going to even say I'm old enough to be your mama. Now, step.
You know what I was thinking?
He's a year, about it. My cousin is a year older than my son. I actually am old enough to be his mama, but then, like I told him, I was like, you got two brothers that are old enough to be your daddy, so step. I was like, don't be listening to me, because you got two brothers old enough to be your daddy.
You know, I was thinking, if I had a kid right now, if, and that's only if, because you heard her say never say never, say, I will never have kids. If I had a kid right now, of course, you don't need a rocket scientist to say you have to take care of it for you're responsible for 18 years. I mean, 18 years later, I'll be on Social Security. I'll be way too old. I'll be old enough to be the kid's grandfather in 18 years.
I'll tell everybody, my name is not Hoda Kotb or Janet Jackson or Halle Berry. Because Hoda Kotb, her situation is different because she had breast cancer. You know, and she's very public about having cancer. And, you know, her way was to adopt children. And then she is a career woman. Janet Jackson, I ain't mad at her. I mean, hell, it's hard to find a good man, even when you're rich. You know, she didn't know that women were with her husband.
Yeah, and Hoda, she has gone through some men. But they haven't been the ones that want to stick around and do that deal. Now, I volunteer right now to be her man.
No, he proposed to her. They're getting married. You haven't seen that rock she's been wearing? They got engaged last year.
Oh, no. No.
No.
No. I'm not up early enough or late enough or anything to watch anything.
Oh, she's engaged. She actually,
NBC.
When she adopted her last daughter, right after she adopted her last daughter, he proposed to her. And they are getting married.
Okay,
they might actually be married by now. But, yes.
Because her first kid that she adopted, the guy she was with did the same thing. Well, they're not together anymore.
No, that's the same guy she's with. No, her daughter, her oldest daughter, she's still with that guy. That's the same guy she's still with. They're still together. That's who she's actually getting married to.
With the second daughter.
No, with the first daughter, the guy... his name is Joel. I don't know his last name. But Joel is the guy that she's with, and when she adopted Haley, she was with him, and when she adopted her second daughter, she was still with him, and he proposed to her. That's who she's getting married to.
I'm thinking of then before she adopted that the guy she was with, oh, yeah, I'm here for you and all that, and then she adopted and the guy left before
the adoption went through. No, they're still together.
So, well, this is the one before this guy. So there was something there, but, yeah, it's like, yeah, okay.
Because she's only got the two daughters, and the two daughters that she got, the guy that she's with has been with her the whole time that she's had her two daughters.
Well, you got to think, last time I saw Hoda at the time was about 8 years ago.
Okay. Haley is five, and she adopted Haley when she was a baby. So maybe adoption fell through with a baby before that.
Right. Because the guy, what's her name? Who was her co-host? She was also with...
You talking about Kathy Lee Gifford?
Yes. This guy, she was all up in arms with and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yep, he's out the door. And it's like, oh, shit, okay.
Now, the guy she's with now, she's been with since before Haley was born.
Well, that's good then. That went off my list.
And with Janet Jackson, you know, she's been very private about her son. Oh, God, this fool.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I just glanced up at the TV. And has anybody ever had a burger from Dairy Queen?
Nope.
I've heard their food is good. I've just never had any food from Dairy Queen other than ice cream.
Yeah.
I never had Dairy Queen.
Ice cream is very good. Food, hamburgers, they're okay.
It looked good on TV. I've never had their burger, but it looked good on TV.
Everything looks good on TV compared to when you get it.
I know. Yeah.
But if you want a good grilled cheese sandwich, I will say this. This is going to sound crazy, but if you want a good grilled cheese sandwich, go to Sonic. It's something.
Yeah.
Now, for anybody who doesn't understand, Sonic's grilled cheese sandwich is really on the kids' menu.
Yep.
But because they make it for children, it's something about that damn grilled cheese sandwich is good. Don't ask me why I like this.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Sonic fan, but that grilled cheese sandwich is actually good.
That's about
And
the
I'm
best
not talking about grilled cheese
have.
Or nothing else, but the grilled cheese sandwich is good from Sonic.
Yep. Onion rings are not bad. Tater tots are the bomb.
We done had a good show, and we managed not have a discussion about the other stuff because we done talk about the draft. We done talk about people having kids. And can you guys believe it's April? Fucking freezing here in Michigan. So what's up? I want to tell everybody that have a good week. We'll be back next week. Again, you never know how we're going to talk about. As you can tell, this is like eavesdropping on your friend's conversation. This is what we do. That's what we call a real talk. We don't have a format. We don't have a guest list. We just talk. You never know what the hell is going to happen. But until next week, have a great week, everybody.
Bye. Go Kansas Jayhawks. Woo-woo. Ciao.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex.